This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We got some good ones that are coming in about the whole fatty diet, Dono. Some people saying you gain fat from saturated fat, ex-fatty meats and butter. You gain fat from margarine, sugars, and grains. One guy or girl, 772, says down 45 pounds.
Who was it? It wasn't Yo-Yo Ma. It was the other Ma that said Bella Ma is on a meat, butter, and Jell-O only diet.
Golden Jell-O, yes.
Wait, so I guess this is I don't know about the Jell-O part, but I guess it's a thing now.
772 says down 45 pounds in 13 months, beef, butter, bacon, and eggs. No seed oils. Brain fog is sugar and carbs. Cholesterol is the best thing for your body. It's all a lie.
Wow.
Who knew?
Okay. That's Bella Ma texting us.
Knew. We got some other texters texting about this Bullygate saying that no one really kind of skates free. Richie Incognito was kind of a head case, which we all kind of understand. And Jonathan Martin now admitting that he was never bullied, never really stood up and changed that narrative that he was being bullied for a long time. Kind of a weird, nasty situation. Seems like everyone's losing in this Bullygate situation, to be honest with you,
yeah.
Donna. Richie Incognito looked absolutely terrible. Jonathan Martin never, I mean, it's what's the word? It's painful to be bullied. It's painful to be painted as someone that's bullied. And it's now painful to be admitting that you probably really didn't get bullied, or at least you didn't feel bullied. Although, once again, Richie Incognito, he's not a choir boy. So we're not defending him by
that.
And he was pretty nutty on, Hard Knocks was here one time, and he was kind of going crazy and stuff like that. So, yeah, just a really unfortunate situation. We all understand there is a certain amount of hazing and a certain amount of good-natured ribbing in all, I mean, I would say all locker rooms, but kind of in all walks of life. People at work give you a hard time sometimes about little things here and there. To say that's bullying, I don't think that's fair, unless you absolutely feel bullied, or if you are absolutely bullied. Just looks like there was a lot of things, like everything. There's no cut and dry, black and white answers. There's a bunch of, it's an amalgamation of things. Maybe Jonathan was feeling, Jonathan Martin was feeling a little trapped. Maybe he was also didn't want to give up his signing bonus. Maybe.
Well, we know like he definitely suffered from depression.
Yeah.
Like we know that. But to me, that doesn't excuse lying about being bullied. Because again, the reason why we're talking about this today is that Adam Schefter put out this piece yesterday where Jonathan Martin, more than a decade later, admitted he never felt bullied, that was a lie, that the Bullygate thing was laid on a foundation of lies. You know, everyone has their theories on the motivation. I know Richie Incognito, who was the guy who got railroaded by the Bullygate investigation, thinks that Jonathan Martin's mother orchestrated this to make sure he got to keep his signing bonus. I also feel that for Martin, and this is something that Omar Kelly wrote about in his column yesterday, you know, for Martin, like the lie was more convenient, right? Because the lie allowed him to save some face, because the alternative to the lie was, I wasn't either good enough or I wasn't tough enough to play NFL football. So I had to quit. Like, quitting on your team, doesn't sound as good for the narrative as I have now become the face of an anti-bullying campaign for the NFL. But you're also, Dan, like, you're right to bring up the gray areas here, because there's a lot of philosophical questions that can come out of this whole thing. Because, you know, I would maintain that an NFL locker room, I don't think can or maybe not even should be held to the same standards as, you know, your office, right? Where it's like, you know, everyone who works for an office, you know, we have these HR webinars that we have to do, right? You have to have certain standards for the workplace. And yeah, I think there are certain standards that should be universal, mm-hmm. right? That, you know, no matter what line of work you're in, from the military to a football locker room on down, you know, things like sexual harassment, discriminate, like that, no matter where you are, that's not cool, right? Like, we can all agree on that. But obviously an NFL locker room, I think, is a different sort of environment than what you would get at the accounting firm that you would work at, right?
I would never in this building give a little towel whip to somebody in a locker room.
You might fly in an NFL locker room, probably not so much in your corporate office.
Yeah, your corporate office. That's one of those things. Like, there's a time and a place that's appropriate. It just seems like now in this situation, this bully gate, it's just, man, everyone loses. And yeah, I mean, Richie Incognito, not a choir boy, but also doesn't deserve to be falsely accused of something that he maybe didn't do.
Right.
Also, we all do know that there was other people that were in play here, and that Jonathan Martin did have some, you know, I'm not, he did have some, what would you call it, psychological issues that he was dealing with, and it's just hard for everybody. But I mean, he ended up quitting the team. Richie Incognito ended up having to go away from the NFL for a while. It's like, man. And, you know, they always say honesty is the best policy. It's just like, maybe all this could have been avoided if everyone would just calm down and told the truth. But at least it's telling the truth now. I don't know. I really don't know. And we're getting
It's something. I mean, to me, it's like telling the truth now does not erase, like, over a decade and, you know, because, you know, Incognito lost a lot of money mm-hmm. over this. You know, he was able to resume his NFL career, but I'm sure you could quantify financial damages that Richie Incognito suffered because of Bullygate. And I would not be surprised if he, you know, I'm assuming there's not a statute of limitations that's passed over this.
That's another good question to ask. Maybe that's why
I don't know.
Coming
but,
up
but
now.
You know, but if I were him, I would consider suing Ted Wells, who came up with that ridiculous report where he had his conclusion before he did any of the interviews in there. Because, I mean, now we know, like, now that Jonathan Martin has come out and said, I never actually felt bullied. Mm-hmm. So how did Ted Wells come up with a 144-page report that supposedly proved he was bullied? Like, it was really, and listen, there's no question that, you know, that the Dolphins locker room, especially in that era, this is more than 10 years ago, it was like a frat house, right? It was like what you would see if you watched the movie Animal House, right? It was something like that, Van Wilder, like, it was that sort of thing. So yeah, like, we could have a greater conversation as to whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. But at the same time, the foundation of that whole Bullygate scandal was that this guy was singled out and bullied, and that's why he was forced to leave the NFL. And come to find out, Martin admits, I never actually felt that way. So he lied.
It seems like Richie Incognito has a good case if he were to lawyer up with, first of all, libel, slander, mental anguish, financial loss. Like, just seems like he's got a lot, and he could possibly have a lot. But yeah, these football locker rooms, the NFL, like, you see them on TV and you're like, it can't be like that in real life. And I was in the locker room, not this past season, the season before. A lot of what you see on the movies and TV, it's a lot like that, man. Those guys they're doing their thing, and there's some things that are kind of crazy, but that's their culture, and that's what they're doing. So I don't know.
And also, was Jonathan Martin, was he a second round pick? Like, that, man, that's looking back on that should have never happened. I mean, how do you go through the entire draft process and not understand that this guy may not have the sort of mental makeup to thrive in this environment? Like, how does he even get drafted that high in the first place? I want to make sure I had that right, that he was a second round pick. I'll pull up his Wikipedia page 954, real quick, make sure.
954 text in. So slap ass is not okay in a corporate environment. Okay. And someone else texts in 863. How the hell does a 300-pound man get bullied? Well, that's very easy. It doesn't matter about, you know, your physical attributes about bullying. Yeah. Bullying is a psychological thing that happens, unfortunately, in this world.
Well, my 6-year-old psychologically bullies me all the time.
Sure, he gets you all the time, yeah. Yeah. I get bullied by old women and stuff like that all the time. You know, come on, man.
Yeah, by the way, Jonathan Martin was. He was a second-round pick, 42nd overall pick by the Miami Dolphins in the 2012 NFL draft.
So we're just going to keep an eye on this and see how it plays out. It's going to be interesting to see Joe Rose and, I don't know, Kim Bokaper comes in. I want to say on Thursdays. It's going to be interesting to see how they react to this and kind of give their take, because like you said, they were in the locker rooms. They were in the locker rooms back in the 80s, so that, I'm sure it was a different climate back then, and they can give us a little more
insight.
And
it's one of these things that's like, you know, you expect, because obviously like the standard now in your work life is there are certain like standards that every work environment is supposed to meet, but like can you hold an NFL locker room to those same sort of standards when like you're playing, not only are you playing a game for a living, but it's a physically demanding, violent, and you're 99th percentile in the world of people who do this for a living and how good you are. It's like, it's a different sort of mentality. So I don't know. I mean, obviously, and I'm sure there's been like progress made in NFL locker rooms where there are certain standards of behavior that have to be met now, which is probably a good thing to an extent, but you can't expect human beings who, you know, put their bodies and other people's bodies through a car wreck on every single play. Like, you can't expect them to have a corporate type of environment a lot. Like, I don't think there's any way you could instill that.
Different places, different standards, totally understandable.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the Joe Rose Show, Dan Day, along with Alex Dono. And Dono, you are an alumnus of the U, and you follow them very closely with your Locked On Canes podcast and Locked On ACC. I've been kind of following the men's basketball team lately, and I know this is going to sound a little odd. I don't know if you've been to a game. Have you been to a game this year?
Not this year, no.
I've been
in many games over the years.
Stick with me on this. I've been pleasantly surprised watching this Canes team the past couple of games. And I'll explain why.
Sure.
I've been told all year long that this team is terrible, and they've been through a lot of adversity. Larinaga retires at Christmas time, and they've lost some really bad games. And let's be honest, their best player is not playing. He's probably going to transfer at the end of the season. And there are no returning players now on the team. They all were at somewhere else last year. So I had this idea that they were just totally checked out, and they didn't care, and they're going to get their NIL deal and then move on. I've watched these games, I've listened to these games on 560 WQAM, and that couldn't be further from the truth. These guys on the Hurricanes basketball team, they play for each other, they play hard, and they believe in one another. So I really, maybe in my mind, I just had this idea, it's a totally checked out team that doesn't care, that isn't trying. That is not what they've been lately. And for that, whether you're winning or losing, and they are actually winning a little bit more now, that is commendable, and that has been the pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, like two out of the last four games they've actually won, which, you know, considering how bad they started is an accomplishment in itself. But you're right. I mean, I think the real accomplishment for them is that they've been able to rally and that they've been able to find a little something extra later in the season here. And of course, you got a big month of March coming up. Miami's not going to be in the tournament. You know, they're going to try to get into the ACC tournament. Even their backs are against the wall for that with how poorly they started. But it would have been really easy, Dan, like you said, for this team to just quit and start making business decisions. I mean, you know, your coach abruptly retired during the season, right after Christmas. You know, obviously you've had, some recruits decide they didn't want to come here anymore with all the chaos. And it would have been very easy when these guys had, you know, lost, 10 straight games and conference started off 0-10 just to throw in the towel. But I give some credit to Bill Courtney, you know, the interim coach. He was put in a tough situation as well. I mean, he was working under Coach L, but, you know, the head honcho just that ups and Lee. I know Coach L had his reasons, and I appreciate everything he did here, but he put his team and his staff in a really tough situation by leaving when he did. So I give Bill Courtney credit for helping his team find a little surge here late in the season. And I hope they can find more of that in March, because I'd like to see these guys, you know, get themselves into the ACC tournament and at least try to play some Cinderella late in the year.
That disappoints me, though, now that it's not automatic that you're going to your conference tournament in some conferences like the ACC. That's what made college basketball so special. No matter what, you always had a chance. If you could put together a run in the tournament, even if you were 0-26, if you could put together a run in the tournament, maybe some magic can happen. But now that's kind of been taken away. And I don't know, it disappoints me. It just disappoints me because you always looked at that terrible team that this is our season, and they really believed going into the tournament, even though they couldn't find their way out of a paper bag, they were going to find a way to go on this magical run or even just win a game or two to, you know, cap off their season. Now, some teams don't even get that.
I know. No, it's rough, man. I mean, sports are changing. I mean, we are, and Coach L let us know how much basketball has changed now. Or even if you make the Final Four, you're going to have eight guys on your team that say, "Hey, I love it here, but I need to hit that transfer portal because I need to get that bidding war going, Coach." I mean, that's just how it is nowadays. It's so different.
Yeah, and we talked about it. How it's such a different atmosphere now. Like Xavier Restrepo is an outlier that he played his entire career at one university. Yeah. And never left. And it's like, wow, nowadays you're always going to get the guys, you know, at the beginning of Monday Night Football or whatever, you know, Dan Day, University of Miami. Now it's Dan Day, LSU, and the U. Like, it's like, oh, man, come on. You just have to.
Yeah, it is strange. And it's like, you know, obviously, I claim Cam Ward, and Ward claims Miami because if you saw that, he was at that Dallas Mavericks game last week, and he threw up the U and everything there, which was really cool to see. But, you know, he spent 2 years at Washington State prior to, like, how do Washington State fans feel? Like, when Ward likely gets drafted number one overall, if you're a Wazoo fan, or you're like, yeah, that's our guy, or why did you leave? Like, I don't know how you react to that.
Yeah, that's weird, because I know Joe Burrow was asked one time, our Ohio State fans were claiming that he was an Ohio State guy, and he's like, no, I'm an LSU Tiger. That was a little bit of a different situation, because he never really started or played very much at Ohio State, and he was playing for the starting position, but he hurt himself, and then he eventually transferred to LSU. But most of his college career, at least statistically, was at LSU. I understand that. But for Cam Ward, yeah, if you're a Wazoo fan, you're like, well, technically you played more for us, and a lot of your stats are with us. Why aren't you a Washington State guy? But Cam Ward made a name for himself mostly right here at Miami. He was a Heisman Trophy finalist.
Well, do you remember going a little farther back, and this was even before the transfer portal, but you could transfer, it's just harder to do. Russell Wilson, who had, you know, a good career at NC State, but then, you know, he transfers, I don't know if it was 1 year or 2 years, I think just 1 year
at
Wisconsin.
Thing.
You're just 1 year graduate transfer at Wisconsin, and like, he's a Badger. Like,
he's
everyone
Badger
remembers
life.
Russell Wilson is a Badger, but I remember Russell Wilson, unfortunately for me, at NC State beating Miami 1 year and playing lights out. I'm like, man, that kid's going to be in the NFL someday. But yeah, I mean, this was even before the transfer portal. That dude was a Wolfpack, and then he was a Badger.
Yeah, he murdered a lot of people in the ACC, then went to the Big Ten, put up his big year in the spotlight, and now he's all of a sudden a Badger. I guess in this day and age, like we talk about, it's how you identify. If you identify as a Hurricane, you're a Hurricane.
Right.
You identify as a Cougar, and I'm talking about the Washington State Cougars, you're a Washington State Cougar, and we're just going to...
Or any kind of Cougar, really.
Well, you want to talk about Cougars, we can step into the day spa real quick.
Oh, let's do it. What a segue.
You'll like this one. 73-year-old British dominatrix. Her name is Miss Sophia.
Oh,
so
tell me more.
She dominates all of her clients, and the only part of her body that they are allowed to touch are her feet.
Oh, there you go. Get a little kinky at 73 years old.
You got to draw the line somewhere. You can't just, you know...
Get those touch those varicose veins and everything. No.
It's a Joe Rose Show. Dan Day, Alex Dono. You know, Dono, even though it is quote unquote a holiday, a President's Day, you and I don't take days off. We're celebrating.
No, we don't.
Celebrating, absolutely. But don't take days off. We're both extremely busy. I'm going to be here at the radio station doing a lot of things behind the scenes. And then I'm going to be filling in on the Hawk and Crowder show for Alejandro Solana, who's taking the week off with the NBA break the rest of the week.
Oh.
Tonight, going to be out at Funky Buddha.
So Solana put himself on the NBA schedule. He's taking All-Star week off.
He takes kind of a
diva is this guy.
So I'll be doing that. And tonight I'll be at Funky Buddha. I'm always out and about at Dan Day Radio. And you, Dono, no breaks for you either. You've got your Locked On Canes, you've got Locked On ACC, and later on today you're going to be on a Tennessee Titans broadcast talking about Cam Ward and possibly being drafted number one. I know you probably don't, but do you ever get the urge when you're on like a Tennessee Titans broadcast to say, you know what, it would really behoove you guys to draft Cam Ward number one? You're really missing out if you don't take him. Or do you just try to play, you know,
I don't think they me. I don't think they need me to tell them. I think, I think they know that that's the move. I think they're very excited. And the show, I was looking for the name of the show I'm going to be on. It's called The Power Hour, and I think it's going to be live tonight at 7. Oh man, I guess they're going to keep me on for the whole hour, which is kind of a drag. When I do appearances, I like the ones that do like a 20-minute in and out, but I think I'm on for the whole power hour tonight at 7.
So get your Cam Ward notes.
Yeah.
So you don't have to tell them. They probably already know. And I would be extremely surprised if Cam Ward doesn't go number one overall to the Tennessee Titans. And I don't think it's a bad landing place, to be honest with you. He can come by every couple of Monday night footballs and ruin the Dolphins season, which they've done the past 2 years. And
that's right.
Tennessee Titans have a knack for doing that. Remember, we went into that with Tua a couple of years back, into that cold, terrible weather game, and we had all the hopes that we were going to win. And you know, then Ryan Tannehill, and then Will Levis got us. And then last year was Mason Rudolph. At least it would feel better. I mean, I'm going to say this. I hate that the Titans would ruin our season, but I would rather Cam Ward be at the controls than a Will Levis, a Mason Rudolph, or even a Ryan Tannehill ruining our season. But yeah, I'm excited about this draft. I love the draft for a lot. I don't just love the NFL draft. I love the NBA draft. I like the Major League Baseball draft. I like seeing...
See, that one I'm not into. I can't... Because I never know... There's like 100. How many rounds are there in the Major League Baseball?
They don't
draft?
They've shortened it up now.
They shortened it
to like 20. Maybe not even that many anymore. It could be like 16.
Maybe. Okay. I mean, I like the NBA draft, especially now since like the Heat used their draft picks in recent years. So we've drafted some good ones. So I'm into the NBA draft. NFL draft, it's like a staple for me, man. I love it.
It's just great. And, you know, there's hope involved. You're thinking you might just get the next Patrick Mahomes or next. Yeah, Miles Garrett, Cam Ward. And then, you know, it's just exciting to see these young athletes being drafted and their dreams are coming true and they're from different universities. And I always think it's really cool. So that's going to be great April 24th. So we're about 2 months away from the draft at Lambeau Field, where Cam Ward will most likely go number one to the Tennessee Titans. The All-Star game was an absolute wreck. Even the players are admitting that it was kind of a drag and that they're thinking about next year being USA versus the world as far as the All-Star game. We know that this four nations face-off has become a little more than just hockey. USA and Canada.
Love it.
Three fights in 11 seconds the other night. USA, and Canada.
And the Star-Spangled Banner getting booed.
Yeah, there you go. And it was a game where it was USA versus Finland. It wasn't even like USA,
yeah,
Canada.
Yeah, it wasn't even the Canada. Yeah.
So I think the venue now moves to Boston. So the Canadian team, get ready. It's going to probably be pretty crazy and nasty. To be honest, I hope Canada makes it to the final because I'd like to whoop their you-know-whats again.
Yeah, I think they will.
Yeah, not just because of the rivalry that USA and Canada hockey have, but because of the little extra nastiness and the Tkachuk brothers fighting guys, you know, left and right. And Brady Tkachuk fighting our own Sam Bennett. Sam Bennett hadn't been on the ice yet. How do you like that for efficiency? Right. 4 seconds, one fight.
I love it, man. Yeah, the Four Nations has been a pleasant surprise. And you know what's funny? With all the stuff that was going on this past weekend, I heard when you're doing your sports update earlier, you mentioned the Daytona 500 also happened. I'm not an auto racing guy anyway, especially not NASCAR. I mean, I mess with Formula One a little bit because, again, my father's from Italy, and Formula One's like the second biggest sport there. It's like soccer's number one, Formula One's number two. But I had forgotten that the Daytona 500 was yesterday. Like, there was so much. And yeah, I know the NBA All-Star Game sucks, but I still paid attention to it, paid attention to Four Nations. And like, with all this stuff going on, I forgot the Daytona 500 was even happening.
Yeah, William Byron wins his second straight Daytona 500. Had some inclement weather.
I don't even know who
crashes.
That is.
Yeah, had some crashes, but he made it through. I've never been to a NASCAR race. I went to the F1 race the first year it was here in Miami. It is a spectacle, I'll say that much.
Great.
I don't know about how much of a spectator sport it is. It was kind of, you kind of see some things here.
I think it's better on TV because you get all the camera angles and all the different commentary. You can hear the driver. Like, I think they do a really good job on TV. Spectator, it's a little tougher.
I was in the press area, so all the big F1 heads said that they go out there for the beginning of the race to kind of see it start, and then they head back to the media area and watch it on TV because you just get a better view of everything and you kind of know what's going on.
Yeah.
What I did is I was in Hard Rock Stadium overlooking part of the course. So when they passed by, it was cool. Then I'd turn around, the concession stand had TV, so I could kind of watch it on TV. So I was able to kind of bridge the gap both ways with that. But
I mean, isn't like attending a Formula One race, isn't it more of like you go there to be seen? And you go there for the parties, you go there for, you know, it's like the fashionable place to be. Like, because again, it's hard because the way, you know, you're only seeing a little part of the track and everything. It's not where NASCAR is made more for spectators, which I think, you know, driving in a circle is pretty damn boring, but at least you can see it the whole way. But, you know, but Formula One, it's like the opposite of hockey. Like hockey, it's so much better if you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Formula One, it's better if you're watching on TV.
Yeah, yeah. And they say NASCAR is just the world's biggest tailgate. It's a huge just party the whole time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have heard that. I've never been to a race, but I've heard a lot of people don't even make it into their seats with the tailgate.
So a lot going on, you know. Very excited to get the second half of the basketball season started. The Heat and got a lot of home games. So if you haven't been to a Heat game this year, make sure you get on out there and buy some of those $19 beers and $30 mixed drinks that I bought when I went to see them on New Year's Day. It was exciting. Sporting events now, it's crazy. The concessions are just.
Yeah.
Concerts are crazy too. I know
it. It really is. It really is. I mean, it's like, I mean, when I go to the movies, we're going to go see the new Captain America later today. And just to be clear, because I'm so tired of superhero movies. The only reason I'm seeing this movie is because Danny Ramirez, who plays the new Falcon in there, loves Miami. And he actually, I've seen the screenshots of it. He wears the University of Miami t-shirt in the movie. That's why I'm seeing the movie. Like for me, after they made that last Avengers movie, I'm like, I'm good. There's already been 100 of these things. Like, I'm good. I don't need any more of this. But, you know, University of Miami pulls me back in. So I'll be seeing that later today. We're going to sneak in our own candy, right?
Absolutely.
You buy some candy at CVS so you don't have to pay like $20 for a box of Red Vines. Like, I don't need that.
My first job ever was at a movie theater, and it was one of the highest grossing movie theaters, most trafficked movie theaters in Louisiana. I was an 18-year-old kid, and they showed us all the stats, and it was a madhouse. And then I went to go see that new Joker movie, which made me want to put myself in an insane asylum. But
yeah, it was a depressing movie, and I thought it was good, though.
Oh, you thought it was good?
But I don't need to watch it again.
No.
I don't need to watch it again. It's like it's an experience. It's like a Requiem for a Dream. I can watch it once. I don't need to watch it the second time.
Oh, man, love that movie. But yeah, but the state that movie theaters are in, and I don't know, you're going to go to a movie theater today, and maybe it is different from the ones that I go, or the one that I go to in South Beach. It's like if I would have, you know, gone into a coma when I was 18 years old and woke up the other day and gone to see that the Joker's, I would have thought there was an apocalypse. Like there are no ticket takers. There's no ticket window person. You just go to a kiosk or you buy it online. There's one ticket taker just to make sure that no one just runs in there or go rampant. There's hardly anybody in the movie theater. Poor bartender is just standing there. There's nobody around.
Yeah, MacGuffins. They're so like they have the bar there, and it's like nobody's actually buying the drinks, but we have a bar here.
There's one.
And it's like every time, and it COVID was the turning point on this.
Okay,
like the movie theaters have not been the same. And like people apparently are still seeing movies because the box office numbers for these Marvel movies are really high, so people are still going. But over the past, you know, 4 years, every time I go to a movie theater, when I walk up, it's like, is this place open?
Yeah.
like the windows are boarded up, like the ticket taker area has not been occupied by a human being in 5 years. It's like, oh, I guess this place is open.
There's one kid behind the concession stand, and you go in there, and there's a couple people maybe in the movie theater, and I'm just curious, and I'm just like, so where'd you get your ticket? Did you go online? They're like, all of them are people that have the subscription where you pay, what, like $25 a month, and you can go to unlimited movies.
Yeah.
So it's movie buffs that go, and then me, who buys one ticket at the kiosk. And
that's me as well, because I only go to, like, maybe one movie a month, so it's not worth doing the membership. But it's like I'm like right on the edge where if I went to two movies a month, maybe I'd do the membership.
Yeah, and I, I can understand, especially somewhere like South Beach. Maybe you moved there, you don't have any friends. It's a way to pass the time. If you don't live far away, you can just pop in there sometimes and watch movies. But no, I've been watching Netflix. I was, I did some cooking last night and watched this Spanish. It's like Sex in the City. It's called Valeria. It's from Spain. It's basically Sex in the City, Spanish version, or Spain version.
See, I thought you were going to say, have you seen the viral videos? I've only seen like the one video of the one from Spain, the Spanish Temptation Island that went viral. Por favor, Montoya, por favor, where the guy, he's watching a live feed of his girlfriend cheating on him with some dude, and he's like ripping off his
Sounds
shirt.
Awesome.
Like, he goes and runs. He goes and sprints down the beach to the area where they are to confront the guy, and it's like the five. It was like a week or two ago. The 5 minute clip of that went viral.
Oh,
and I speak like four words of Spanish, but anger is the universal language. Yeah. And Montoya was big mad.
This is my thing about everything. And you know, when you were younger, and maybe it's because I'm getting older, like your parents and older people were just so slow with everything. Why does it take you so long to do everything? And now I'm realizing, man, I don't do anything fast anymore. Like I said, making tacos takes me 2.5 hours. This carbonara this weekend that you're going to make me, or you're going to send me a recipe for, might take me 4 hours. I watched Emilia Perez, which is like a 2-hour and 15-minute movie. It took me 3 weeks to watch it.
That happens to me sometimes because, like, I'll get distracted, like, during the movies or something. Like, I got a kid at home, so sometimes, like, if I'm trying to, like, watch a movie that's not child appropriate, he comes in the room, I gotta pause it, do something. So yeah, sometimes it takes me days to watch a movie.
But like, as a kid, I'd get mad at myself, but like, what's this guy doing? Finish the movie, you idiot. But now it's like, oh. So the only good thing about sporting events, unless you have a TiVo or a pause button, you got to be locked in and watch them. So I guess maybe that's why I do like sports so much, is because it's the only thing that I do accomplish in a timely manner. And now sports are so crazy. They're worried about time. So like baseball games are 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes.
I like that now, because maybe I'm just not a big enough baseball fan, but when those games were 3 hours, it was tough to sit through it. Like, I guess the only problem with the games being so short now, if you go to a Marlins game, and like, most of them, there's not that many people there. But if you happen to go to like when the Mets are in town or something, and you wait in line at a concession, like, you might miss three innings now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So fast.
And things now, for the most part, try to start on time. It's the new part of society. You remember how it used to be like, oh, the game's tipping off at 8:30 and 8:48 would roll around. Now they're, you know, within the like 5 minute window. It's like, wow. Yeah. So, and even football's faster now. Like, you remember growing up, anytime they went out of bounds, it stopped the clock. Now it's inside the last 2 minutes of the halves, and basketball is trying to streamline it. They're even talking about having 10-minute instead of 12-minute quarters in NBA basketball, and they're trying to streamline the games.
That's weird. That'd be weird if they did.
Soccer did this, man. Soccer's so good about timing. You could set your watch almost to soccer. It's 90 minutes.
Soccer's great with that, but the problem and the reason why, like, American sports will never – go full soccer is you only get one break,
commercial break.
So it's not like when the format of soccer was created, it was not created with capitalism in mind,
TV,
right?
And
where now you're watching an NBA game every 5 minutes, there's a 4 minute commercial break. Football, I mean, how, and like my son, who's, you know, he's getting into sports, you know, he loves watching soccer, but he also loves watching football. And when he's watching football with me, it's like somebody scores a touchdown, they go to a commercial break, they come back, they kick it off, right? If they go to another commercial break, sometimes he's like, another commercial? What is this nonsense? So it's tough, man, but you got to sell these ads.
Yeah, it is one of those things. But I also fall into the United States type of way in soccer. Like, they make a goal, and I'm like trying to run real quick, go to the bathroom before they re-kick it off. I'm like, man, I wish they had commercials, like Netflix now. Yeah. They're like, oh, do you buy the package without the commercial? Like, no, I need the commercials. I need that 30, even though I can pause it. I need that 30-second break.
I don't mind the commercials. Like, I know some people are like, they're so proud. Like, oh, I pay an extra $6 for my Netflix so I don't get commercials.
No.
Like, first of all, it's not full-length commercial breaks. It's like usually the Netflix thing, it's usually like a minute and a half of ads. You know, I don't mind. I got enough I can fill that time with.
Getting water, going to the kitchen, going to the bathroom. Maybe I have to rewind a little bit. I missed some of the show. I'm like, oh, man. But
yeah,
it's been a great show today, Dono. How, if people want to follow you some more, because you got plenty going on the rest of the day and pretty much every single day, how do they find you?
Thanks so much. Well, so lately on my main X account at Alex Dono, I've been tweeting back and forth with Richie Incognito, who you see. Yeah, so that's been going on the last, all good thing, because I thought Incognito got railroaded, and so we were talk a little bit about that. You can also follow me at Locked On Canes, where most of my Miami Hurricanes related stuff is there. I will have an episode of Locked On Canes coming out later on today. I usually put them out at 11:30. I'm a little bit behind because I had the joy of working with Dan. So probably around noon or 12:30 today, we'll have a new episode of that. We'll have Locked On ACC later on tonight, probably around 6:30. I'm going to go on the Power Hour Tennessee Titans show at 7 o'clock tonight. So we've got a lot going on this beautiful President's Day.
Alex Dono and I don't take vacations, especially on holidays, so you'll probably hear us on the next holiday. Joe Rose and Danny Rabinowitz back tomorrow. Dono, it's always a pleasure.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.